That's about all I heard them call.
Well, that's great. Is there any difference between the ones that are bought shelled and those that are not shelled?
Yes, I like the one with the shell on the best. I reckon because you have to shell them to get to them.
That makes it better if you have to work a little harder.
Yeah.
All right. What about other kinds of nuts? What are some other kinds of nuts? What about the ones that grow in the South, the long, flat ones that we grow right here, so many of?
Pecan.
Yes, yes. All right.
And it's walnuts.
All right. Think
it's an English walnut. I got them where they grow, but right here it's black walnuts.
Okay. When a walnut falls off the tree, it has a soft covering around it.
Green.
What do you call that outer part, that...
The hull.
Okay. All right. Let's see now. What is the, do you know the little flat oval nut that we get at Christmas sometimes? It's only about that big around. It's not very large. And it has little holes all over it. It's a light colored shell. Do you know what that one is called? Christmas time.
The chestnut.
Well, now that's a good one too, but that's a bigger brown one, isn't it? This one's about this big around. And sometimes we put the sliced ones of this nut on...
Almond.
All right. Yes. What is it again?
Almond.
Yes. Do you use those sometimes on baked dishes? What do you use them on? What vegetables?
Miss Betty put them on top of a green bean casserole.
Yes.
And sometimes she puts that on top of
it. I thought you'd recognize it like that when we cook them, huh?
Yeah.
All right. A kind of fruit that we get... down in Florida, that round one that's so good for us, the citrus fruit.
Oranges.
All right. Now, we've been eating some oranges and there aren't any left, you would say the oranges are...
all gone.
All right. What is that little red vegetable that we like, the little red one that's in the spring? Often grown in
strawberries.
No, vegetable. Now we were talking about fruits. I'm sorry. We're in tomatoes, or rather, we're in vegetables now. It's not tomatoes, but we're in vegetables. The little red one that we get at the same time that we get lettuce in the spring.
Carrots. Radishes.
Radish. Yes. Say that again, please.
Radishes.
Okay, that's one. I couldn't think how to describe that to you, Lucille. Now. The red vegetables that grow on a bush, then we slice them.
Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Along with your meat, you might have a baked...
potato.
What? Okay. What kinds of potatoes are there?
White. It's white potatoes and sweet potatoes.
All right.
It's a red ash potato.
What is that one?
A red ash potato. It's a red sweet potato. You know, the skin on them is red.
And it's a sweet potato?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
You know, most of them be yellow, but sometimes you find a red one.
And you call that a?
Red potato.
All right. I didn't know about that one, Lucille.
Yes, ma'am. It's red potato.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see now.
And it's a white potato. You seen it? It looks just like an ash potato when you bake it.
It's different.
It's white.
What do you usually call the kind that you bake?
The sweet potato.
No, not the sweet, the white potato. What do you call that?
Baked potato.
Okay, but when you buy it.
Idaho.